Welcome back.
It's Mark and Ravi.
And we're off label.
Hey.
Oh my gosh. I feel like it's been forever.
It has been. But we're back.
We are. People thought we gave up, but
that's bitch, that's never going to happen.
Right. That's not an option ever. It's just right. That.
We got
I'm a jet setter.
Right. And we got lives. Nah, just playing. So.
Yeah, we be having so much to do. So we're just going to jump right into the topics. A lot has been going on, and most recently, something that affected both of us because we are in Florida.
Well, technically, it didn't affect you because, bitch, you left.
I got up out of here, and it wasn't even my choice, okay?
You could have, they could have just left. You could have stayed.
Now, who gonna stay in a hurricane by themselves? That doesn't even make sense.
So, anyways, what we're talking about Hurricane Irma. So, this bitch decided that she wanted to, you know, play on where she was gonna land. And honestly, I feel like she was just looking for Trump supporters.
Low key. Like, because that's what it affected the most.
What I didn't understand is, like, this bitch was, like, on, it was supposed to hit the West, no, the East Coast, and then all
the
of a sudden,
it Southeast.
Just, right, and then all of a sudden, now it's hitting, you know, the East Coast, so I'm just like, okay, bitch, make up your mind, you got motherfuckers jumping left and right from East Coast to West Coast, you know what I'm saying, just back and forth, so I was just like, what the fuck, so now, this bitch decided that she was gonna come straight to Orlando, and I'm like, you know,
she came straight up Florida, so first they were like, Hurricane Irma was gonna hit, like, the Miami area, and then, you know, I guess the rest of Florida will feel the effects, but not as bad. And then it shifted west, so then it started affecting, like, Tampa, and it definitely hit Orlando.
Orlando, exactly. So, that shit was crazy, though. I know that, like me, I went outside, you know, just to see what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
And y'all know why he did that, because he's born and raised in Florida. And people from Florida don't, like, they don't panic as much right. When hurricanes happen. Like, I know somebody in South Florida, and I'm like, girl, you need to flee or whatever. Yeah, you need to escape the hurricane or whatever. And she was like, I'm going to board up my windows, get me a bunch of food, and mind my fucking business.
Right, and just chill.
And so people like, why y'all not taking it serious? But when you've been born and raised in Florida, this is something that you deal with every year, and they pretty much know how to get through it.
Right. So
not too many of them have been super deadly. Like, maybe 20, 30 people died, but not like
this
not
one
100.
Was deadly though. I mean,
this one was deadly.
They,
but I'm saying
they,
it's nothing.
They call a hurricane a killer hurricane if it at least killed one person. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yes. So
okay.
Because Irma killed people, it was definitely a killer hurricane. You know what I'm saying? That's just point blank and period. But again, I've been in Florida all my life, so I've experienced damn near all of them. But the main crazy one I don't even remember was Andrew, which was a Category 5, but it was much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But then now, it's like a huge ass storm that could fit like two of Andrew. You know what I'm saying?
So, which one?
Irma.
Okay, y'all. So let me tell y'all. I fled. I went up to Atlanta with my mother and my son. Atlanta was wonderful to me. I met up with old friends from literally when I was like 3 and 4 years old. So it was a good time. But I did not want to leave Florida. I wanted to experience it. I, of course, I don't want to die or anything, but I just want to
right.
see it's, what it's like.
It's definitely something to see.
And my mom was like, no, I'm gone with or without you. And I'm taking your son. So I'm like, okay. And we left. But what I will say is all of the gas stations ran out of gas. Every grocery store ran out of water and bread. Like people,
and that's normal. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Normal.
That is completely
see,
normal.
See, I didn't know that. Where I knew the bread and water thing, but not the gas.
All the gas, the bread, the water, the canned foods. Like, people are just trying to get ready. People are just trying to, you know what I'm saying, prepare, because you never know. Lights might be off for, like, weeks to months and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to just make sure that you're prepared at all times. And that motherfucker was, like, not giving a chance on that shit. So they're like, you know what? Let me just make sure I'm stacking up on candles, flashlights, canned
mm-hmm.
food, water. To me, the essential shit that you really need is definitely some water. Like, that's like...
And they were out of water, and I had just came back from Miami the previous weekend, and they had already started preparing before Orlando. And so, once I got back, what was that, Labor Day on Monday, Walmart had already ran out of water. So then, I'm still not panicking about this hurricane, y'all, because the last one, what was that, Matthew?
Matthew.
They hyped it up, and it wasn't shit. So,
that's what's wrong with these motherfuckers, though.
So, with that being said, I'm like, I'm not even freaking out. But then once I seen that Walmart didn't have any water, because I usually just get a case for the week, I was like, you know what? Maybe I should just get maybe 3 cases. So, I went to CVS, and they had some, and I got 3 cases
and
of
water.
And
that's what's wrong with the whole shit. The media, like, really makes this shit into... the shit, you know what I'm saying?
Because it was non-stop coverage.
They hyped it up, especially CNN. When I like, my grandma, my mom, they stayed on CNN. And the shit that they would say, it was like, okay, you're using scare tactics. You know what I'm saying?
What did they say? They said something like...
They were like, oh, it's about to decimate. It's about to decimate Florida. Oh, and I'm like, okay, why would you use those type of terminologies knowing that there's motherfuckers, like, who will just really, like, start to panic and stuff?
Yeah, you know the words that they were using was just like, oh, you gonna die.
Like, if you don't leave, you're gonna die. And that's not, that is.
They telling people, like, if you call 911, they're not picking up. Right. Like, so, of course, the viewers, you like, okay, maybe this is serious.
Right, and then. It just ends up to be like a tropical thunderstorm outside.
Which,
like,
we're used to.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We are normal. Like, thunderstorms and, like, little rain, whatever.
Rain. Winds and trees falling down.
So, as I was watching the news, these motherfuckers was doing the fucking most. And I'm like, okay, cut it out. Like, you look dumb at this point. Like, this one bitch in Miami, she was holding onto the railing. And she was like, oh, if I wasn't holding the railing, I would have been blown away. But if you look at everything in her background, nothing is moving. Like, bitch, what you holding on for?
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? The shit was just like, okay, I don't understand. Like, stop it. Like, yeah, we understand it's a storm or whatever. But, bitch, what you holding on for? Like, there's nothing going on. Like... I don't understand.
You know what? I think why it was hyped up is because with Hurricane Harvey, they didn't think it was going to hit Houston that bad. And then next thing you know, people are literally stranded in their houses and it's flooding. So when Irma came, they was like, okay, we need to prepare people just in case something like this happens.
I don't think so, because it's like it's a cycle with the news reporters.
But the news reporters don't live in Florida. All they could think of is hurricane.
But they always come, though. They know hurricanes. They experience it because they always have live coverage every single time it comes.
I knew it wasn't that deep when my son's dad, he works for the airlines or whatever, he was like, yeah, it's a bunch of news reporters flying down to Fort Lauderdale. And I'm like, if it's going to be so damn deadly, why the hell they coming to the store?
It's because they get paid more money to do the
coverage. To risk their life? Yeah. No, I don't believe. I mean, of course they do, but so. I feel like they be knowing more than we do. And I just really would hate to believe that somebody is like, this has been a... like, kill people and I'm going to go to the store.
One lady, and she was standing there. And as a matter of fact, this was in Orlando. And she was standing there. And for the life of me, I think they had, like, a big-ass fan blowing in her face. I'm for real.
Shut
she couldn't even hold on to nothing. I feel like it was a big-ass fan. But then if you look at the trees and the stuff behind it, it's very calm behind her. And I'm like, and then... like, baby girl, it's okay. Just go inside if that's the case. We understand. But she's out there, like, the wind, like, the rain is blowing in her face like it's all nut. And so she's like, bitch, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, girl, close your mouth. Like, it was funny as hell. My grandma had me laughing the entire time. And one thing my grandma said was like, you know what? She might need it. You know what I'm saying? My grandma was like, you know, she's big as hell. So, you know, that would be her little workout. And I'm like, grandma, like, cut it out.
Cut it out.
But that shit was funny as fuck, though.
I mean, I realized the severity of it because when we were driving back from Atlanta, when I got to South Georgia, I was like, okay, I'm gonna fill up my gas tank when it get to a half a tank, and I make it back home. When I got to South Georgia, it wasn't no gas.
Right.
So we start riding through the country. I'm like, maybe if I try to get gas in town instead of like right off the expressway, somebody will have gas. And we riding through the country, and all you see is these big, big trees, like, uprooted.
Right.
And roads were cut off, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
it was serious.
Right. Yeah, definitely the day after when I was driving through the town and I was going on my way back home, like, I saw, you know, roofs caved in, big ass fences, fence, you know, so it was definitely...
You definitely didn't want to be outside during that storm because
something
would have hit you in the head.
Something
would have
just flew, in, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And there was this one dude who ended up losing his life by, I guess he was driving.
It was a curfew too, y'all.
Right.
Everybody had to be in by 5 o'clock.
The dude was driving and whatever. So then, I mean, I guess the wind kind of picked up his car, like,
He wasn't supposed to be outside.
Right, so. God rest his soul.
God rest his soul. What else? A bunch of people said they lost power. Some people are just now getting power back, and this is after 7 days.
Right.
So.
Yeah, my friend, she stayed at my house, and they didn't put power. But you know what? I feel like that, I don't know.
What?
There could be a conspiracy with this whole light shit because I feel like maybe
this woman that I work with, a whole power line was in her
but
yard.
I don't know.
So I'm pretty sure wasn't because you got to think about it though. The electricity company, they gonna run out of like that's money that they're losing. You know what I mean?
You think they're gonna like give people a discount for that?
They better. Unless they try to use it, it's a natural disaster. Call FEMA.
You know what? I might have to look into that to see if Duke is going to give me a discount.
Yeah, you should.
We'll
see. What I will tell y'all is we ran out of gas on our way back from Georgia. We was in Ocala, Florida, which is like an hour and a half outside of Orlando. And the reason being is because, like I told y'all, it was no gas from the end of Georgia to north of Florida. And we was freaking out.
And then I called
Mark, y'all bless you.
Having me, he is such
a good friend.
Drive all over Orlando trying to find a place with gas. Finally found one, but
and
then
we didn't have no container to contain the gas. I was so
desperate. Then she had me buy Arizona. Like, I bought 6 Arizona, not knowing that
the shit
would have dissolved the fucking bottle.
Yes, and then I would have killed him.
And then when I went to the guy, he was like, yo, the shit's going to dissolve. And I felt so dumb. I felt so stupid.
Anyways, y'all, they say you can't put gas in, like, regular plastic containers because it'll dissolve it. I didn't know that. I was desperate. He didn't know that. I'm just like, just buy anything, put the gas in it, and bring it to me. All I really needed was like 3 gallons to make it home. So, I mean, it was to the point that I'm hitting people up on Facebook that I don't even talk to like that. I did. That I knew lived in that area. Like, hey, go check this gas station out.
So you asked them?
I did. And this one girl did it for me.
She actually got up and went?
Yeah, she was like, I'm going to go to this gas station and see where the gas is. And she went and found gas. She didn't bring me any, which I can't fault her for.
Did she have
gas?
Was there gas at that place?
Yeah, she said, she was like, this gas station, which is only about 2 or 3 miles away from you, they have gas. However, she said, the line is like a mile long to get into the gas station.
So by the time you get there,
so I'm like, that makes sense. By the time I get there, ain't going to be no gas. And now I'm out of gas.
Cause I
parked at the at the rest stop or whatever, and I had like 20 miles left on gas, and I'm like, I don't want to use that. So eventually, we end up asking a random stranger because people were stopping at the rest stop to fill up their cars because people had like 6 and 7 gas containers full of gas, and we just like, hey, can we buy some gas? The first person was like, no, we need it. Okay,
fuck y'all.
All that fucking gas, you bitches is the reason we don't have damn gas.
Right.
But another person, it was a man and his wife and child. He was like, yeah, and he filled my tank up to a half a tank.
But
and
the
then when we tried to get him the money, he was like, no.
Oh, so you didn't pay?
No, we didn't pay. He gave me a whole half tank of gas. And that's why it's also important to have cash on you You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. we was able to be like, here goes some money to buy gas. Whereas if I just had my car, everybody not going for that.
Right.
So this was my...
Your experience?
My experience. And I'm not evacuating next time. I'm not. I just...
I mean, my thing is, I don't know when I need to evacuate.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. If it's like, you know, category 5 and it's like definitely coming straight to, you know what I'm saying, with no type of, you know, direction mishap or whatever, we know it's coming to Orlando, then I might consider.
But they're just like, oh, it's going to hit South Miami and it's a category 3 or 4. I'm not going.
Right. Those type of things, I think it's fun. You know, be around your family. Y'all can talk shit, have fun, drink. You know, if y'all got power, y'all could, you know, do karaoke or whatever.
Well, it gave me kind of like a mini vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I went hiking for the first time to this waterfall in Georgia. It was beautiful. I went skating with my son. I got to spend time with my family. So, hey.
I mean.
Now, what we are going to talk about is these employers. Okay.
What happened? Oh.
No, the employers, like.
Like, my job pissed me the fuck off. They talking about.
They said they wasn't sure if they were going to close.
They wasn't sure if they were going to close Monday. But, bitch, you over here.
Monday is the day that the storm was supposed to hit Orlando.
And you telling me that you'll let us know on Saturday or Sunday that. Bitch, don't text my phone. You know what I'm saying? Don't you text my phone. Don't nobody call me. Don't nobody text me. I'm not coming. The shit don't even make no sense. Like, and if something do happen to me and I'm on my way, you know, at the end of the day, I would never go. But if, let's just say if something would have happened to me and I'm getting in my car and the wind is over here blowing trees, blowing on the floor, water rising and shit.
Yeah.
Bitch, like, y'all gonna be responsible.
Right. My family is gonna own this company.
Right. Like, that pissed everybody off and nobody knew what the fuck that meant. Like, okay, they were making sure that everybody had the emergency, you know, emails, like, everybody has their phone numbers up to date and whatever, that they'll let us know. And everybody was asking our boss, like, yo, like, are we going to be closed on Monday? Are we going to be closed on Monday? And then he was like, no, but they'll let us know. And I straight up to my boss, like, yo, don't text me. You know what I'm saying? Don't text me. Don't you call me. Don't you call me. Don't you text me. I don't give two fucks what y'all got going on. I don't care if the storm don't hit or do hit. I'm taking that day off regardless. You know what I'm saying? Point blank, period.
So did they pay y'all for the day off?
And as a matter of fact, they did. They
did. That's good because I know my company did.
Right.
And other companies did, and they were making you use your own PTO for it. And that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, so
like,
we were happy.
It's not my fault I came down from work.
And as a matter of fact, the entire week, if you had any type of issues or whatever, they weren't giving you any type of occurrences or anything like that. So if you needed to take the whole week off, that was fine. So that was good.
Yeah.
But I mean, after that day, then you'll use your PTO, but you just weren't getting no occurrences.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So, you know me, I went ahead and took a little extra day off.
Okay.
You know, just to relax and just chill and get my mind right for the remainder of the work week. But I mean, that's just what I did.
I just feel like in Florida, every employer should have like 5 days during hurricane season where it's mandatory that they reserve this money to pay their employees just in case a hurricane hit, because this is something that happens every year. And people shouldn't have to worry about if they're going to get paid during this time off.
Exactly.
So, but with that being said, do you think, like, it's just been so much shit happening. So, during the week of Irma, the week or two before that, it was Harvey. And then during Hurricane Irma, it was like a wildfire in California or something, or Denver, somewhere west. And then it was something else happening, like in Asia.
In Mexico, there was an earthquake.
The earthquake in Mexico. I mean, the North Korea shit.
Right. The way, like, I look at that, it's just God's judgment. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all, he blaming everything on Trump.
No, you know I'm not. No, I'm not even. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. But low key, whatever. But my thing is, at the end of the day, it's just God's judgment. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, things are supposed to happen. You know, it's, to me, it's like, it's the end of times. So,
okay, so we can agree on that. That's what I was asking. Right. I'm like, I definitely, I don't think it is the end times. Like, the world is,
you know,
not
it's definitely
end.
The beginning of
it's
of the
beginning
end.
Like, but the world the ain't gonna end in like end. 10 years or no shit like that.
You never know that.
I mean,
God,
I just don't
God
believe.
Said that when he comes, he's coming like a
God
thief in the night.
Do not come in 10 years.
He's talking about, he's coming.
I got a life to live.
He's coming no. like a thief in the night, so you're never gonna know when he's coming or not.
You
so.
Don't, but he said he's gonna give us signs, and he named the signs.
And like, these are signs.
Yeah, he named them. He was like, "You're not gonna be able to tell one season from the other. It's gonna be floodings and hurricanes."
And
like
bitch,
he said stuff like
now
that.
Now it's hot. It's hot all year
it's
long.
It's so hot.
Yeah. So
they said even in Chicago, y'all know I'm from Chicago. It's September. Wait, yeah, September is usually cool right now. It's the fall time there. And it's 84 degrees.
I mean, I blame all that on global warming.
Well, you know, that too.
A lot of people don't believe in that, but
well, God seen that before we knew it was going to happen. So he's just saying, like, you know, this kind of
I
stuff
mean, but
is
at the end
happen.
Of the day, it was happening because of the fact of global warming. Global warming right. Is an effect of that whole, you know what I'm saying? It's like a cause and effect.
Yeah,
you know?
That's why all this stuff is happening to the earth. Exactly.
Right. So,
so eventually this earth point blank is going to end.
Exactly.
Just from it being too hot and too many people, like, just that in itself.
Don't get me started on conspiracy, because, you know, I'll go there.
Oh, no, we not going to go there.
Because I go there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, yeah, we
you
just...
were saying some shit, but...
Okay, so we just wanted to keep you all updated on how Irma affected Florida, specifically us, and we hope y'all learned something about it, and until the next storm...
Right, but make sure y'all don't watch the news and believe all the bullshit. That
yeah, don't believe the hype.
Because, you know what I'm saying, just maybe watch your local news, not CNN. Because CNN, just like Donald
they
Trump be saying,
something.
Just like Donald
they
Trump
do.
Be saying, like, you know, fake news. Or them motherfuckers.
It's not fake.
It's not fake news.
They just hype up
it's
shit.
It's not fake news, but
they
do
give you the truth, and then they add a little
add
bit to
some
it.
Shit
but they don't just...
that bitch, I feel like you was using a fan, but we ain't gonna go in on that ass. But anyways...
Well, y'all, welcome back, and until next time, we are Off Label.
Yes. Later.